Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again on tonight, yes, this is Saturday night, March the 31st, 2018, the day before Resurrection Sunday. I want to welcome you all once again to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. But as I always ask my listeners, and especially for the new listeners on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God who's going to bring forth God's word on tonight in the persons of pastor slash counselor Edward Thomas Jr., and he is the pastor of Cornerstone Tabernacle Church located in Ecorse, Michigan. He will be bringing the word of God on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, get your Bibles and pens and paper ready. I don't want you to take it lightly or think that the pastor is making up things or any guest that comes forth bringing God's word. I don't want you to take it lightly or think that we're making up things. That's why the word of God is in the Bible, that you can read it for yourself and hear and see what thus said the Lord to the readers on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, it's once again we come
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
Give your name praise. We come to give you glory.
Yes.
We come to give you honor because of who you are. Heavenly Father, we
thank
bless
you,
your
Jesus.
Name on tonight. You are so worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father,
thank
that you're not
you,
like man.
You.
There is none like you in all the earth. You are so worthy
yes,
to be praised. Heavenly Father,
yes.
We come in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions
thank
tonight.
You, Jesus.
Everything that we do for you to over this worldwide platform on tonight
yes,
will not
yes,
be in
Lord.
Vain, but be glorified through it all. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer in the name of Jesus that should there be any listeners on tonight by way of telephone or by way of the internet that are not saved, that are still spiritually blind, we pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word on tonight, through your man of God, through the music, that something will be said or done that will prick their hearts to the point that they will surrender and open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, they will come to live in and walk in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we also come lifting up the sick and afflicted all over the land. We ask in especially prayer, we are praying especially for those that are dealing with mental issues on tonight of all various kinds. Father, we know that the doctors have never lost a patient, and you know where they are, and you know exactly how to reach them. So we lift up all those that are going through the hour of sickness, whatever this case may be.
Thank you.
We ask that you would take, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those going through the hour of bereavement. Help them to remember and know that earth still has no salt that heaven cannot heal.
Thank you.
And if Father, we give your name praise, we give you glory on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, for the gift that he came down from glory.
Hallelujah.
The man's name to be redeemed back to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Jesus Christ, your son.
Thank you for the blood
of Jesus. It still works. We thank you that the blood of Jesus would never, ever lose its power. And we thank you that he rose from the dead with the victory in his hands over death, hell, and the grave. And he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. So we are so grateful in the name of Jesus. And Father, we come lifting about President Donald Trump and all world leaders all over the land.
We pray, Lord, that any of them are not saved, we
lift them up to you right now, that they too will become saved in Jesus' name. And Father, so that when they do pray,
they will be able
to hear their prayers. And they will come on one accord and do what's right for all people all over the land. And you will be glorified is our prayer. So we just pray, Lord, that you will move through and man of God on tonight, Pastor Thomas on tonight. We pray that you would just have your way through him on tonight. Speak, Lord, that you will be glorified through your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you
honor.
Thank you for your grace and we thank you for your mercy on tonight. We don't deserve your grace or mercy, but we thank you for both. In the name of Jesus,
have your way, Lord. Have your way.
Move by your spirit. You can, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Once again, we do have another spiritual food for thought. For those of you that may be tuning in for the first time, we always have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, and this goes for myself, I'm not excluded. This includes me too. It says to us, to go from height to height, you have to put in the work. You have to put in the work to get there. Once again, tonight's food for thought saying, to go from height to height, you have
from
to put
to
in
height.
The work it takes to get there. So
yes,
we just thank God for that food for thought. You got to put work in. If you want to reach your goal that you want to please God, you have to put in work. It takes work. It's just not going to get done by it.
Put your time in.
So just like faith is an action word, this is an action word. You got to put in the work. So we thank God for this spiritual food for thought. So right now, I am so excited to have my first-time guest on tonight, Pastor Thomas. He's going to be bringing the word very shortly. But I have two announcements that I would like to make before I present our music break. And then following the music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask Pastor Thomas if he would share with us a short testimony. And following his testimony, he's going to go right into the word. So that's why I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. Please do not hang up the phone after he concludes with his message. He's going to minister to us. After the word, he's going to minister to us a musical selection on tonight. He is going to be playing for us on tonight a song by Brother Rance Allen. So we want you all to be blessed by this musical selection after Pastor Thomas have concluded with his message. Miracle Worker by Rance Allen, the Rance Allen Group, that's going to be played by Pastor Thomas after he concludes with the message. But in the form of announcements, I have two announcements. The Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am a member of, Bishop James A. Jennings is my pastor and shepherd. Our Sunday School ministry presents He is Risen on tomorrow morning, Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. The Sunday School ministry presents He is Risen. starts at 9 a.m. Seating time will be from 8:50 to 9 a.m. For those that arrive early, you will receive a He is Risen keepsake. Again, our church is located at 1330 Crane Street. That's right off of Agnes near East Jefferson on the east side of Detroit. Also, in the form of announcements, from the Fountain of Truth Church, their 218th year, this is the year 2018, they are presenting, the co-pastor Brenda Jones is presenting their Women's Conference. The 2018 Women's Conference will be taking place coming April the 12th through April 15th. And their theme is titled, There is a Cure. Again, starts Thursday, April 12th through the 15th. The registration fee is $79. Again, co-pastor Brenda Jones, and their EOW stands for Extraordinary Women. For more information regarding this, you can call the church office at 313, area code 839-5200, or go to the website at eow.conference.net. So those are my announcements for tonight. I pray that if you are in the area or the Ohio area and you're going to be in the Michigan area on tomorrow or during this upcoming conference for the Fountain of Truth Church, you are cordially invited to attend both if you are able. So I just wanted to put that word out for the Greater Church of Faith Baptist Church Sunday School Ministry presents He is Risen tomorrow morning. I will be ministering the music for the young people there. I thank God for every gift that He blessed me with. I don't take them lightly or for granted. Neither do I take this platform for granted or lightly, or the listeners. I thank God for opening this door, and I do thank God for every guest that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. So, I'm going to be praying for our children at my church, Greater Church of Faith, Baptist Church, in the morning at 9 a.m. Then I will leave there and go over to Morning Star Baptist Church, where I'm now the musician over there, and I will be praying for their children for their Easter program following their morning service on tomorrow. So right now, I'm going to go to our music break. And once again, following the music break, Pastor Thomas will share with us a testimony, and then he's going to go directly into the Word. And I do pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's Word on tonight, so that you can be blessed by the Word of God. And there's nothing like the Word of God. So on tonight, I want to share this song with you all. Be blessed by it on tonight. Be encouraged by this song on tonight.
For in good season, we'll reap if we faint not. Let me share this with you. The reason why Paul wrote that, because I understand something. As believers, we don't get weary of the work. But sometimes we get weary in the work. When you're working for God, then say you will never get tired. Amen. But I want to encourage you tonight. I've come here tonight. My assignment tonight is to encourage you. Is to let you know in the midst of everything that you're going through, you got to learn how to push your way through. You got to push right through. The blessing is in the press. When you learn how to press, there's no secret what God can do. I ain't talking about something I heard. I'm talking about something I know. I've had the press. Yes, I'm a young man, but let me tell you, some young folks go through stuff too. We got to learn how to press our way. Listen at this song. This song says this. Press my way through. I don't know about you, but I'm going to press my way through. Said I can't give up now. I must press my way through. Every day I'm pressing my way through. Pressing my way through. God is all in the way. Must press my way. Pentecostal boy here. Tony, say. Press my way through. Say it, Tony. Say.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't give up now.
I need a witness in this.
I gotta press my way through. Yeah. Press my way through.
Yeah.
I gotta press my way through. God.
yeah. I gotta press my way through.
Stay right there, Jimmy. Y'all got to sing.
Press my way. Press my way through.
Y'all can help me sing it. Come on.
Press my way through.
Change it up.
And give up now.
Press my way.
I pray that someone was blessed and encouraged by that song on tonight. You said, do get hard sometimes. You get rough sometimes. You feel like throwing in the towel.
Yes,
but we got to remember,
yes,
Jesus,
yes.
Is our greatest, Jesus is our greatest example. He could have came
down
off the cross, but he knew his
purpose.
And he fulfilled that purpose. So God has a purpose for your life. So he always promises he would never leave us nor forsake us. So he's there with us all the time. And every way we turn, you know that God is there. So you got to press your way through when you're trying to fulfill your God purpose in the earth for his glory. So right now, I'm going to ask Pastor Thomas if he would share with the worldwide listeners a short testimony, and I'm going to ask him to go directly into the word following the testimony. And then after his testimony, he's going to share with us his musical selection, Miracle Worker, after his message by Rance Allen. Pastor Thomas, I now yield the mic to you to share your testimony and go into God's word on tonight.
I just want to thank God for tonight. I thank God for my life. I thank God for being saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. I just thank God because in 2015, I was in a car accident, and God saved my life. And in 2015 and 2016, also 2016, I was in another car accident. The devil tried to take me out of here, but God said he ain't ready for me. Live on. Live on. And I thank God. I thank God for saving my life. He saved my life. It wasn't nothing but God. It wasn't nobody else but God that saved my life, because the car was totally, they totaled the car. But I came out. I went to the hospital. I had surgery. I went through the surgery. I'm feeling real good. I'm recovering real good now. And I just thank God for being saved tonight. And we're going to go into the Word of God, Acts 24:24-25. And also Hebrews 2:3. I'm going to read Hebrews 2:3, but you can read Acts 24:24-25. Hebrews 2:3 says, how shall we escape if we regret such a great salvation? And we're just going to talk a little tonight. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Many pains, regret has been suffering due to putting things off. We all know somebody who put off preparing for a test until it was too late to study sufficiently. And as a result, they failed the test because they putting it off. We put off purchasing some gas for their car until it stalled on the road somewhere. You should always put gas in your car, and also put gas, not only that gas, but you need to put the Word in your body. Thank you, Jesus. Who put off cleaning their house so long until it separates they living as a pig pen? Who put off fixing the roof until the interior of the house had become stained and worse yet, running a water leak? Who put off paying their bills until their utility is turned off, and then they have to pay a high bill to get it turned back on? Don't keep putting off things. The more you put it off, the worse it'll be. And without doubt, we have all known somebody who put off going to the doctor until the disease has progressed too far for surgery or medicine to help. And what a tragedy that is. And most time we as men, we always put things off. And I thank God for my darling wife, who right by my side, who tell me, well, you need to go to the doctor. Not only that, sometimes she take me to the doctor. And I thank God for her. Thank God for my darling wife. She don't put things off. And we've been married for 41 years. I thank God for her. Because something we put off, many of opportunity has been wasted. Many of blessing has been forfeited. Many of responsibility has been neglected. Many of pain has been fought and endured. Many of tears have been shedded. And many of heartaches have been suffered. And many of hope has been dashed. Don't put things off. If you go in and want to go to school and you get an opportunity to go to school, don't put it off. Go ahead on and do it right now. But perhaps the worst of all is when somebody put off repenting of their sin and put off accepting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior as a result. Don't put off Jesus. Jesus, He loved us. He died. Tomorrow is Easter. Friday was Good Friday, but every day should be Good Friday to you. Jesus died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He died for us. He died for our sin. And this is why He got His hands stretched out all day long, waiting on us to come to Him. They had to struggle through their problem and difficult without the Lord's help. You need the Lord to help you. They had to endure long days and nights without the Lord present. They in account to bear the burden of their sin and shame. Past, don't put it off. Don't put off serving. They had to face an unknown and uncertain future without God's assurance. Your future. Without God, there is no future. You need God for everything in your life. They had to deal with the best they could with their pain and sorrow by themselves. They had to suffer through their hardship and despair without the comfort and the strength of the Holy Spirit. If you got the Holy Spirit, we're not exempt from being sickened. But if we know Jesus and we know the Lord, He on our side, we can go through our suffering, our pain, whatever we're going through with it, we can go through with it with ease, because God will ease our pain for us if we let Him. We have to want this thing. God not going to force anything on you. You got to want something. And they had to encounter trials, trouble, temptation of life with possibility, all because to simply put off turning to the Lord. Don't put it off. The day you hear His heart, don't put it off. Turn your life over to the Lord. Give it to the Lord right now. He's waiting on you right now. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You just keep putting things off, putting them off, and saying, well, I ain't through partying. I need to do some more partying. I need to do this. But stop putting things off and give your life to the Lord. If you give your life to the Lord, He'll work it out. Whatever your situation is, He'll work it out. And some have put off attending their local church on a regular basis, only to regret it later in their life or death. And what a shame, and especially when He could have been a help if they just had not put it off. Stop putting things off. By putting it off, it is the same as saying, I really not interested in doing it. I'm not going to admit to God will in my life. I simply refuse to submit to the Holy Spirit. Stop putting so much things off. Stop putting things off. I would rather do something else than live for the Lord. What other thing is better than living for the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can't do it like others. Therefore, I won't do it at all. Don't worry about trying to do it like others. You just be yourself. I have plenty of time later to do it. Well, maybe or maybe not. Nobody know for sure the day or the hour that the Lord is coming for you. So don't put it off. Your wellest day is the day you could die. He assures the devil will see to it that you will never find time to do things. You know, that's strange, because you can start to read in the Bible and look like your eyes begin to close on you asleep. But you got to tell the devil to get behind you. You have made time, and to make time for them by arranging your priorities in the proper order, by allowing Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life, by developing good and proper habits. A lot of us got bad habits we need to get rid of. Smoking, drinking, sexual habits. Oh, Lord, we got a whole lot of habits, and we need to change them habits. Once we change them habits and turn our life over to the Lord, you see, your life will be better. You'll be able to smile. I'm not saying you can smile all the time, but you will be able to smile sometime. So we thank God tonight for the message, and we have, yes, there is indeed some thing which you have better not put off. Deal by dawn. Because you never know when your next day will be your last day. Because you will never know when your next step will be your last step. Because you will never know when your next breath will be your last breath. Because you will never know when your next heartburn will be your last heartbeat. Because you will never know when your next moment will be your last moment. Because you will never know when your next conversation will be your last conversation. And because you will never know, because your next activity in your life will be your last one on this earth. We thank God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So don't put it off. Time too short. Stop putting things off. Time is too short. Eternity is too near. If you haven't already done it, so give your heart to the Lord, Jesus Christ, and determine to live for him to the very best of your ability from now on. Don't put it off, saint. Don't put it off. We are living in a world where even the president of the United States, we have to pray for our leaders. The Bible said, pray for those that have authority over you. We have to pray for our leaders. Just because he's doing wrong, that don't mean we should do wrong. So let's pray for him, that the Lord would touch him, because he can. The Lord can touch him, and he can touch your heart and mine. Mind is a terrible thing to waste. Don't waste your mind and time on foolish stuff. Always can't get along with nobody. Talking one day, 1 minute you're praying, and the next minute you're talking about people. If you turn your life over to the Lord, you have something sweet to talk about. Give it to the Lord. He'll work it out. He worked it out for me one day. One day I was in a world of sin. I kept putting it off. But one day I decided that I needed to turn my life around. And then when I turned my life around, I've been had a sweet life ever since. I've been had a sweet life. And I'm praying for you tonight that you will turn your life around. Whoever out there, whatever you need to do, turn your life around. Turn it around. Give it to the Lord. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. Surely Caesar that the song said, he'll work it out. When the children is acting up, and we all have some of our children acting up, pray for them. Don't talk about them. Pray for them, because he'll work it out. When we get off to the wrong thing, we have to ask the Lord forgiveness. Forgive us, Lord. Please forgive me, because I know I did wrong. Ain't no maybe. You did something, so just ask the Lord to forgive you for whatever you did. You done did it, so we just thank God tonight. Right now, we're going to have a song. We're going to have a song played by Rance Allen. Rance Allen. Hello? Yes? Oh, yes. Thank you, James.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. I see my guest's call just dropped. I'm sure he's going to call back in. I just thank God for the word on tonight through Pastor Thomas on tonight. His message title, for those of you that may be tuning in right now, his message title is Don't Put It Off. Don't put what off? If you're not saved, do not put it off accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, because God wants everyone to be saved. The Word of God tells us it's not God's desire that any soul be lost. So that's my prayer on tonight, that something has been said through Pastor Thomas on tonight. I see he's still trying to call back in. We're just going to pray that he do get back in. We already know that the enemy do not like it when God's Word is going forth. Because the enemy wants to keep those that are not saved. He wants to keep them spiritually blind, because he knows that once they accept Jesus Christ in their life, because I'm a witness, he knows that you have ammunition, you have power to overthrow the enemy when he tries to come your way and put all kind of thoughts in your head that's against God's will for your life. So that's what the enemy does. He wants to keep those that are still spiritually blind. He wants you to stay there so that he can have your soul throughout eternity forever with him in hell. But that's not God's desire or plan for your life. He wants you to be saved in Jesus' name, his son, his only begotten son, Jesus' name. That's the name that you can be saved in. That's the only name that you can be saved in, and that's the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. So that's the name we must be saved in. Why? Because God himself, God cannot save you. Again, God cannot save you. Why? God cannot save you. God is a spirit, and you cannot kill a spirit. And so that's why Jesus had to come down and die in the form of flesh. He came down and paid our sin debt with his own blood. That's what the sacrifice was. It's all about the blood of Jesus that still saves today. And just like the blood of Jesus still works, just like I said on last week, just like the blood of Jesus still works, the power of prayer still works even today. So I'm so glad to know that Pastor Thomas got back in. He's back on the line with us now. I was telling our listening audience, Pastor Thomas, that we know there's nobody but the enemy. When you're trying to do the work of God, the enemy always try to throw a brick or a stone and try to block what God is trying to do through his vessels. But we have you back on the line now. So do you have your song ready now?
Yeah, I got it ready now. Can you hear me now?
Okay, we got it. Yes, I can.
Okay. Okay. I was talking about Don't Put It Off. And many opportunities have been wasted. Many blessings have been forfeited. Many responsibilities have been rejected. Many pains have been felt and endured. Many tears have been shed. Many hardship has been suffered. Many hopes have been dashed. And the only way you can do this is by stop putting it off. Don't keep putting off what you can do right now, because the Lord, he's got his hand out all day long waiting on you. But perhaps the worst of all is when someone put off repenting of their sin and putting off accepting Jesus Christ for their personal Savior and Jesus Christ as a result. So don't put off Jesus. Put off the devil. Tell the devil goodbye. Tell him bye-bye. Bye-bye to heartache. Bye-bye to sin. Bye-bye to sickness. Bye-bye to depression. Bye-bye to pain. Bye-bye. Just say bye-bye to all these things. Stop putting it off. Thank you, Jesus. And some have put off accepting, attending their local churches on a regular basis, only to regret it later in their life or death. And what a shame. It's a shame to put off serving God. And what a shame it is. And especially so when it could have been avoided. All this could have been avoided only if you had just accepted our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stop putting it off. By putting it off, it's in the same saying, I really not interested in it. You know, people got a way of these days saying they're not interested. You can start talking to them. They'll close their eyes on you. They go to sleep on you. That's letting you know they're not interested in what you're saying. I am not going to submit to God's will for my life. I simply refuse to submit to the Holy Spirit. They don't want to give up their life, that lifestyle they are doing, going out partying, having drinking, smoking, doing all this. They think they're having a good time. But I got news for you. I'm in the church, and I love the church, and we can have a good time right in church, serving the Lord, praising the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What a glorious time. We just came out of our district fellowship meeting. For 3 days, we had a party. It was a party. I thank you. I thank you. I chose not to become good example for others. Always, always want to help somebody. Be good. I do not like others. Therefore, I won't do it at all. I have plenty of time to do it later. Well, maybe or maybe not. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody knows for sure. We thank you. I hope this phone didn't mess up again.
We got you live, brother. You're doing good. Go ahead. Praise the Lord.
Okay, then. All right. I just, and by maybe nobody knows for sure, but be assured the devil will see to it that you will never find time to do these things. And the devil, that's so true. You can be doing something for the Lord, reading or in church, and the devil will fan you to sleep. But you got to fight against it and tell the devil, leave you alone. You have to make time and make time for all of them to by arranging your priorities in proper order by allowing Jesus Christ to be the Lord of your life and develop good and proper habits. We have to have good habits. A lot of us got a lot of bad habits. A lot of bad habits. We need to get rid of all them bad habits. By practicing and maintaining self-control, and by giving an account for each day, each hour, and if necessary, each moment you live. Because when the day come and the Lord calls you home, you're going to have to give account. It's going to be a sad thing that you go to church all these years and all this time, and you make it up there, and the Lord said, I don't know you. I don't know you. So make your time where you live right and do the right thing. Give account. If you indeed some things which you have better not put off, nor delay. Because you never know when your next day will be your last day. Because you never know when your next step will be your last step, because you will never know when your next breath will be your last breath, because you will never know when your heartbeat will be your last heartbeat, because you will never know when your next moment will be your last moment, because you will never know when your next conversation will be your last conversation, and because you will never know when your activity will be your very last one on this present earth. So this is why you should do good, because you don't know. You don't know the day or the hour when the Lord is coming back to take you home. And when you will come face to face with him, and then you will have to give an account for how you have lived and how you have treated others. That's why it's good to treat others good. You just don't treat people anyway. And somebody said, sticks and stone, they said, words don't hurt. But I beg you, different. Words do hurt. Words do hurt. And how you have to conduct yourself and what you have done and where you have gone and how you have talked as well as what you have lived for. You need to live this life as if it was your last day on earth. So don't put it off, saints. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Time is too short. Don't put it off. Eternity is too near. If you haven't already done so, give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and determine to live for him to the very best of your ability from now on. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Whatever you're doing, don't put it off. Like I was saying, I was in this car accident, and I could have just sit up here and did nothing or said nothing, but I wanted to go to church. I tried to go to church. I got up one Sunday morning and was going to church, and made it to the car and got sick and had to come back in the house. But I didn't put it off. I don't believe in putting things off, because like I just got through saying, it might be my last moment to do anything. It might be my last moment to help somebody. It might be my last moment to talk to my children, to talk to my darling wife. But we've been together for 42 years. 42 years. And they're getting better and better day by day. I don't put it off. I don't put off things that I can do for her today. Talking about I can do later on or next week. Next week is not a promise. Tomorrow is not a promise. So whatever I can do it, if I can do it, I do it for right now. And we thank you. Thank you. Oh, we thank you right now. Don't put it off. Please don't put it off. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we thank you right now. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm so glad. So glad that the Lord, he didn't put it off. He didn't put it off. He came down through 42 generations that we might have life and have it more abundant. Sin was rippling high. But Lord needed somebody to come down here and take away the sins of the world. The disciples couldn't do it. All of them had did something. They couldn't do it. But Jesus, my Lord and my Savior, he came down and he gave, my Lord gave his only begotten son, the only son. He didn't say, well, this is my only son. I can't let him go. But he gave his only begotten son to us that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And then, I was so good about it, he died. He died twice. He died when he died and went on the cross. But I thank God. I thank God on the third day he rose and said, all power in heaven and earth is in my hand. I had it right here in my hand. All you got to do is ask for it. Come, ask for it. It's for you. It's a gift. If anything, a gift for you, all you got to do is come and get it. Don't turn down the gift today. Don't turn down the gift. Don't turn down the greatest gift that is. We ask for gift. We ask for money. We ask for all kind of gift. But I'm talking about the greatest gift that is, which is Jesus Christ. He's the greatest gift that is. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless us right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. I'm begging you. I'm pleading tonight with you. Don't put it off what you can do right now. Don't please. Don't put off salvation. That's the main thing. Don't put off salvation. Oh, yes, Lord. It's for you. It's for you. Oh, we thank God. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who put off checking for termite until the structure was nearly destroyed by these small creatures. I'm talking about small creatures. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, termite. Oh, yes, Lord. They eat up the whole wood, all the wood. Oh, Lord. Don't let the devil eat up your soul. Don't let the devil eat up your mind. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let the devil eat you up. Oh, yes. Turn it over to the Lord. He'll work it out for you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't put it off. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Who put off pushing gasoline for that car until it stalled on the roadside? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Put some gas in your car. Put some gas in your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Who put off cleaning their house? Oh, yeah, so long until it is so dirty you can't even walk through it. Thank you, Jesus. It's the same way about your body. Your body can have so much trash in the devil that you be like a garbage can. Don't let nobody make your body a garbage can. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Never forget. Oh, yes. that Noah had put off, had put off building the ark. Lot had put off leaving the wrecked city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Ruth had put off returning with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Oh, yes, Lord. What about if the woman who suffered the long issue with an issue of blood had put it off? Reach out to Jesus. Oh, yes. And what if the 120 had put off going to the upper room when the Lord told them, just look what would have caused these and those. Don't put it off. What if Noah had to put it off? What if all these people in the Bible had put off all these things? And don't put off. Oh, yes, Lord. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'd be made whole. And I feel the same way. I feel the same way when I was in that hospital. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know everything would be all right. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Thank you, Jesus. Don't put it off. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. They had to face an unknown and uncertain future without God assuring. All anything you go into, you need to pray about it and ask the Lord to forgive you. Whatever you need, ask the Lord. Lord, you know what I need. And the Lord know what you need because he made you. He knows the hair on your head. Thank you. Well, we thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God tonight. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for he rose on the cross for us. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you. I guess my time up. I guess my time is up.
Praise the Lord. If you have time, if you could, praise the Lord, brother, Pastor Thomas, if you have time, if you can, you still have a moment to play part of your song if you want. If not, then we're just going to, I'm going to ask you, if you can't get it to queue up on, then we're not going to worry about it. But what I want to do, I want to give you an opportunity, Pastor Thomas, right now. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for coming forth and sharing the word on tonight with the listening audience. Don't put it off, and I'm in total agreement with the word on tonight. Don't put off your soul salvation in Christ Jesus on tonight, because just as I was saying before Pastor Thomas came back on the line, that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to keep those spiritually blind that are still spiritually blind.
Right.
He wants you to stay that way, because he knows that
right.
if you don't know Jesus Christ and accepted him, he knows he's going to have your soul throughout eternity. He knows also that if you accept Jesus Christ in your life, if you get to know Jesus Christ in your life seriously and you get in that word, the enemy already knows that you're going to use that word as a weapon against him. And that's why he wants
Amen.
To keep you spiritually blind. So we
Amen.
Thank God for the blood of Jesus. We thank God that the blood of Jesus still works. Just like it worked
it's
on the cross,
it's
still
it.
Working today.
Oh, it's
yes,
still
it
working.
Yes, Lord.
It's working.
Pastor Thomas, at this time, I'm going to give you an opportunity. If you want to give any shout-outs to anyone, your church family, your wife, you can do that right now. And also, if you want to give information on how listeners can get in contact with you, should there be anyone that wants you to come and speak at their church, how can people reach you and get in contact with you? You can give that information out now.
Okay, I would like to give a shout-out to my daughter, Shira Stock and Bishop Stock, and to my secretary, to all the people, well, just everywhere around the state, anybody that heard the word tonight, I would like to give a shout out, and especially to my darling wife, who's been married for 42 years. And I tell you what, it just gets better and better each day. And we are in Romulus, Michigan, and at Cornerstone, we're at the Thomas Coleman Center in Romulus. And we just thank God for you. I thank God for Mr. Elder Jane Brown Jr. I thank him for giving me this opportunity to be on radio tonight. And I just would like to give a shout to all my members and all my friends, and especially to my daughter, and just anybody that hear me tonight. So I really appreciate this, and y'all pray for me, and I pray for you all. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Pastor Thomas, for coming forth and sharing the word on tonight. And that's what it's all about. The word of God tells us, he compels us to go into the hedges and highways and spread the good news
that's
of Jesus
right.
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear, but we do know that he's coming back again. Just like he came down the first time to redeem us through the shedding of his blood on the cross. He came down that time, and guess what? He's coming back again. But guess what? This time, when he comes back this time, it's not going to be like the first time. This time,
Amen.
When he comes back, he's coming back in all of his splendor and all of his glory. And he's coming back to
That's
rapture
right.
his church, those that have accepted
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ. We are the church. So he's not coming back
we
for a building,
church.
But we
That's
worship.
Right.
He's not coming back for a
we
building that's
church.
Made of brick and mortar. We are the church. So those that are
we
saved
are
in Jesus'
church.
Name, that's who he's coming back for. So I pray, if you hear my voice on tonight, if you heard Pastor Thomas's voice through the word on tonight, if you know you're not saved, Jesus, God knows if you're not saved. So don't be bamboozled by the enemy any longer. That's a trick of the enemy, thinking that you can do things on your own and you're going to make it to heaven anyhow. No, that's a lie straight from hell. No, you're not going to make it to heaven anyhow. You got
that's
to
right.
accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior.
And another thing, if you don't get nothing out of it, don't put it off.
Amen. That's right. Don't put it off. You could be saved today, even right now. And God has,
right
and what I love about God, he has no respecter of persons. And
that's
why
right.
Jesus came, so that you could be saved. God do not want any souls to be lost. But God,
anybody.
Being who he is, he already knew from the beginning, before he even formed man, that everybody was not going to accept his son Jesus. And so that's why there's a hell.
That's right.
So everybody's not
that's right.
everybody's not going to make it to heaven. But God still his desire that every soul be saved and not lost. So that's our prayer tonight.
But
you
know everybody ain't going
to
be saved.
Jesus. Exactly. But you have an opportunity to be saved if you really want to be. So it's a choice.
Amen.
That's something else I love about God. He don't force himself on anyone. He gives us free will and a free choice to make our own mind up. Do we choose
that's
heaven
right.
or hell? So whose report are you going to believe on tonight? So the ball is in your court on tonight if you're not saved. I pray that you do accept the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do it even now. We're going to close
right
out tonight's
now.
Program on that note that we thank God that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, he paid our ultimate price for our sins through the shedding of his blood. And he's now sitting at God's right hand making intercession for the saints of God, even right now. So if we close
right
out tonight's
now.
Program, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, Heavenly
all
Father,
right,
in the name of Jesus,
thank
we come
you,
once
Jesus.
Again and say thank you. We thank you for
thank
who you are, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for his greatest sacrifice that he ever made to mankind by coming down from
you,
glory
Jesus.
In the form of flesh
yes,
to pay our sin debt with his own blood, a debt that he did not owe, but a debt that he
yes,
knew
Lord.
That we could not pay. So we just thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
His great sacrifice. So we
thank
just
you,
bless your name
you.
On tonight. Heavenly Father, we
on
pray it. In the name of Jesus right now that on tomorrow, that every door that's going to be open in your son Jesus' name on tomorrow,
yes, Lord.
All
yes,
over the
Lord.
Land, that your word is
yes.
being preached and taught through your men and women of God, touch and anoint each vessel that's going to bring forth
yes,
your
Lord.
Word on tomorrow, that to the saving of many souls, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that
thank
the body
you,
of Christ
Jesus.
Will be built up and edified and strengthened through your word on tomorrow. Heavenly Father,
tomorrow.
All because Jesus Christ, he lives. And he lives forevermore. And
yes.
we just give your name
amen.
The praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank
well,
God.
That's the word on
amen.
Tonight. So we just thank
all
God
right.
for the word through Pastor Thomas on tonight. Remember, don't put it off what you can do today because, again, tomorrow, the very next second, is not promised to any of us.
It's
only God
promised.
Knows. And so we just, while you have a chance, while you have a breath in your body, Don't put
that's
it
right.
off. Accept Jesus today while
off.
You have time. So that's our word for tonight. Don't put it off. I pray that you was blessed by the word on tonight. I was blessed by the word. Pastor Thomas, thank you so much for coming forth and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. And I'm going to be praying that God will give me such a time to have you come back on again to bring another word from the Lord. So you continue to stay on the wall. Continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And we just thank God for you and your family and your ministry. You continue to be blessed of the Lord. Eternal God,
God
Heavenly Father,
you,
we just bless you on tonight. We thank you for your man of God that brought the word on tonight. Continue to strengthen him in his body, his mind and spirit, and
yes,
grant him
Lord,
the desires of his heart. So we know that you're not through with
you.
Him yet. And the best
Lord.
Is still yet to come. In your name, Jesus, we pray. And all the people of God said, amen. Well, remember, listeners,
amen.
I love you. God loves you even more. And then
and
I want you to
him.
Remember this. Pastor Thomas, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. We love you too.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. For the listeners, I want to close out with this song. Jesus thought our life was worth living, but he came down and he paid our sin debt with his own blood. Worth living.
All right.
And that's the song we're going to close out with on tonight. Continue to be blessed with the Lord.
All
until
right.
the next time,
all right, yeah.
Know that I love you. God loves you too. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
So you